The hashtag MeToo movement might have given the impression that disclosures of sexual violence are more out in the open. But clinical psychology professor Matt Gray says in actuality, very few survivors officially report what they've experienced. And that's true at the University of Wyoming as well. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spoke with Gray, who recently completed a campus climate survey looking at the prevalence of sexual misconduct on campus.
So where does your sense that people aren't making official reports but that sexual violence is happening, where does that come from?
People don't realize that here and everywhere else in America, the great majority of sexual assault survivors do not report. And the good thing about the survey that we used, it's a nationally used, the most widely used survey of sexual assault experiences on college campuses. It asks about who have you disclosed to. And we can see that 10% of survivors haven't told anybody. And we can see that of survivors who have told somebody, the great majority, not surprisingly when you think about it, have told close friends or roommates or romantic partners or parents or guardians or other family members.
And what is the percentage of people that indicated they told a friend?
89.9% of our sexual assault survivors in this survey indicated that they had reported to a close friend. So 10% of survivors are not even telling their closest friend that this has happened to them. And if we look at roommate, that drops down to 50%. Somebody you live with, if they were assaulted, you have a coin flip chance of them having disclosed to you or knowing anything about it. By the time you start to get to campus entities, be they dean of students, campus therapists, which I am, those numbers are pretty small. We see about 10% of people have reported. And so we just have to recognize that the number of people who come through our door formally with one of these experiences pales in comparison to the number of people who've experienced sexual violence. What we can and should do is do everything that we can to make visible mechanisms to report, make evident resources and information that might be available should they report.
Currently, UW has a campaign called Report It. That centers around a website with an overwhelming amount of information. On the flip side, the more concise flyer about sexual misconduct from the Dean of Students Office gives a web address for a document outlining what to expect from the investigation process, but that document doesn't exist.
But even if we quadrupled the number of people that were reporting formally to campus entities, be they therapists or dean of students or who have you, we would still not be capturing the majority of sexual assault survivors.
And if UW successfully got more survivors to come forward, who would respond? Right now, there's one full-time advocate on staff, one full-time investigator in the Dean of Students office. There are two people in the Title IX office who can respond to reports of sexual violence, but they also handle cases of all kinds of gender discrimination for a campus with close to 18,000 students, staff, and faculty. Gray says climate surveys help universities to see those kinds of blind spots.
I know that you are still analyzing this data, but from the first pass that you've done, what would you say are the big takeaways so far?
So our findings are largely consistent with what we see at most other universities.
So what are we looking at?
So the broad definition of sexual assault is going to be any type of non-consensual sexual contact to include groping, touching, on up to completed rape. Those numbers are typical of most universities, but unfortunately staggering. If we look at all those different variants, all those different types of sexual assault, campus body as a whole, about 27% of respondents are reporting having experienced one of those types of sexual assault. With women, this is 34%. With men, it's 13%. And gender nonconforming, 50%. To contextualize those, there's some universities that are higher than us. There's some that are lower. They're all kind of in that range. But still, in my view, if you're talking about a low of 15% on up to a high of 40%, and most places somewhere in the 20s, that's what we see when we do sexual violence research. That is the nature of sexual assault prevalence on college campuses.
And I think oftentimes examinations of this issue are approached by asking survivors what they've experienced. Mm-hmm. What do we know from your data about perpetrators on campus?
So those rates are, like other universities, seemingly quite low.
The numbers are low, Gray explained, because even with anonymous surveys, perpetrators are still reluctant to admit criminal behavior. And because sexual violence is often caused by a lack of knowledge of consent, people don't see their actions as violations.
We have 3% of males that, if asked about specific types of sexual assault perpetration, did acknowledge that they have engaged in one or more of these behaviors on at least one occasion. But if you extrapolate those numbers across males and females who acknowledge having engaged in some type of non-consensual behavior, that rate is 1.8%. But if you look at what that number would be, given that we had 2,000 people in our sample and there's 10,000 people on campus, that would be the equivalent of 173 people who acknowledge that they have done some type of non-consensual perpetration in their time at the University of Wyoming. And to the extent that most of those people probably haven't perpetrated against just one individual, the number gets pretty big pretty quickly. That's a perfect example of how a seemingly small number should certainly be something that we're concerned about.
So far, Gray has released the preliminary results to UW's Sexual Violence Prevention and Education Task Force. He predicts the final analysis will be available in early June, and he'll be watching closely to see what the University of Wyoming does with that information. But he's optimistic prevention efforts will improve. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.